Test 3. Telc B2. Listening Part 1. You will hear 5 news items. You will hear each item only once. Decide which headline, A to F, goes with each news item. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now, you will have 45 seconds to read the headlines. A warm welcome to our listeners. Let's start with our lunchtime news roundup. Number 41.
A local woman, Alexandra Higgins, was presented last night with a Saved by the Belt Award from the Los Angeles Police Department. Miss Higgins was wearing her seatbelt last August when her vehicle was struck by another and forced off the road into an area of trees. Paramedics reported that Miss Higgins could have been very seriously injured, but thanks to the safety device, she suffered only minor cuts. The driver of the second car left the scene of the crime and was never located. Police Officer Matthew Perkins said in an interview that the purpose of the award was to promote the use of seatbelts and remind people that this behavior can actually save lives. Since her recovery, Miss Higgins has spoken at high schools to encourage young people to follow the law and buckle up.
Number 42.
Train passengers in San Francisco were shocked this morning when a woman's hair caught fire during the journey. Video footage shows a young woman screaming and throwing herself back into a seat, rolling around in an attempt to put out flames. A man nearby can be seen shouting in warning and waving his hands at the smoke and flames. A video of the incident was posted on popular social media sites. Police said while a call had come in about a woman whose hair was apparently burning, no information had been received to indicate that this was any sort of attack committed by another traveler, and they hoped that the woman was now okay. The incident occurred at Kensington Station at about 8 a.m. Police have asked for any witness to the event to please come forward.
Number 43.
Author Logan Smith has chosen to release his latest book, Modern Soccer Managers, in an unexpected manner. He has spent the last few years interviewing managers from teams across the UK, asking tough questions such as how to manage a team in a crisis. The book's topic is certainly interesting, but even more interesting is how the author has published it. He has released the audiobook first, with a printed version coming out next month. He claims he has done this to please his wife, a lover of audiobooks. His critics think it's a trick to gain media attention, which could lose him fans and cause his book to flop. Smith's not worried, and he believes his unusual decision will be successful. Audiobooks are undoubtedly the biggest trend in the last decade, with sales increasing by 25% in the last year alone. Smith says he's just giving consumers what they want.
Number 44.
According to a recent report, the multi-million-dollar company, J&K, had a massive decline in beauty sales during the third quarter of this year. The company, originally a market leader in health products, has in the last decade successfully moved into the makeup and hair care markets. However, according to the report, it is these areas now taking the hardest hits. Total sales for this period were $1.7 billion, which is a 30% drop compared to last year's numbers. While home spa treatments proved to be strong sellers, hair products saw a sharp decline. A spokesman said that because of the global economic situation, it was a tough year for J&K. Additionally, many loyal customers have been lost due to the company's reluctance to introduce eco-friendly policies. As a reaction to the situation, the management has announced new measures which may help the company get back on track.
Number 45.
The nation's top internet authority has announced a new plan to get rid of the social media accounts of certain independent news providers. The Cybersecurity Administration will ban websites and social media accounts that illegally write news items and repost news articles from unreliable sources. It would also deal with misinformation and other sensational online content. The authority claims they do not wish to supervise video platforms, but instead make the online world a safer place for all. The Cybersecurity Administration announced that rules for internet platforms will become stricter in the coming years, with new laws and guidelines for media outlets and measures for monitoring social media sites. In addition, they have released details of a new campaign to remove content which is seen as unacceptable, such as examples of hate speech.
And that was our lunchtime news roundup. Now, you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1.